current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now. Might is right. The recent US desire to take Greenland is portrayed as a matter of security and resources. Leaders speak about safety, trade routes, and future benefits. However, something which shouldn't be new for us has shown us that this way of thinking has a deeper problem. Greenland is treated like an object or a piece of land to be taken, not as a country with people, culture, and rights. This means that powerful nations believe they can claim weaker lands if it suits them or it's what they want. When a powerful country talks openly about taking another land, it shows how weak international rules become when power and self-interest take over. The situation has also shown a clear break in the Western alliance. The West often presents itself as united, fair, and based on shared values like freedom and respect for borders. Yet actions like this reveal a different reality. Smaller countries begin to feel pressure instead of support. Their opinions matter less when they do not match the interests of the stronger nations. Trust between allies start to disappear and cooperation turns into control. These tensions show that unity in the West is fragile and depends more on power than on true shared values. At a deeper level, this behavior shows the real nature of capitalism, where it is not limited by strong morals. The system pushes countries to compete aggressively for resources, influence, and profit. Greed becomes normal and the idea of survival of the fittest shapes decisions. Powerful nations take what they can because they are able to do so. Weakness is punished and kindness is seen as a risk. In this world, success is measured by how much is gained, not by how fairly it is done. This leads to aggression, inequality, and constant conflict, especially for those without power. This brings us to the important questions. How long will we live under the control of bullies and thieves? How long will power excuse unfair actions and silence justice? The real danger is that the world has started to accept this behavior as normal. However, large powers are able to get away with anything as the rest of the world sits and speculates with inaction. Recently, we saw this with Gaza as an entire genocide unfolded, and now with Venezuela, USA is benefiting by being paid, quote unquote, out of the ground. Isn't it time for real change where justice and fairness is above all, where security and dignity is ensured, where no state needs to live in fear of their land treated as a chessboard? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa verse 105,
أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما.
Indeed, we have sent down the book to you, O Prophet, in truth to judge between people by means of what Allah has shown you. So do not be an advocate of the deceitful. Jazakumullah khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.